Rosa Bonheur is often lumped in with the Barbizon school artists, but this is simply because she doesn't fit with the Parisian artists of her time. She unapologetically painted the reality of animals without romanticizing them or loading her paintings with narrative, but she was not a Barbizon painter in any way. Rosa Bonheur is an interesting figure in art history and a harbinger of change happening in Parisian society. Raised in an unusual family, Bonheur was educated and given the same opportunities as her male siblings. Her father supported the idea that women could do anything they wanted and should be given the tools to be able to do so. As a child, she was unruly and active with little patience for most activities that required sitting still. Subsequently, she had a hard time learning to read. Her mother encouraged her to learn by asking her to draw an animal for every letter of the alphabet, and Bonheur later said that this was when she began to learn how to draw animals. She could sit still and draw for hours. Later, she was sent to school with her brothers, but was expelled a number of times. Then she was apprenticed to a seamstress, which, for obvious reasons, didn't go well. Eventually, she had a painter take her as a pupil, and she discovered her greatest passion in creating art at the age of 12. This photo is of Rosa Bonheur from later in the 1800s. Notice her choice of clothing. In the 1800s, it was relatively unorthodox for women to wear trousers. In fact, a woman needed to have a special license to wear things that were considered to be men's clothing, like trousers, or they could be accused and arrested for cross-dressing, which was a punishable offense in Paris at this time. Bonheur argued that for her work, painting, sketching, and observing at stockyards, and horse fairs and cattle sales, she couldn't be dragged down in the mud by petticoat skirts and bustles. Those types of clothing could create dangerous situations in the event that she needed to move quickly and freely out of the way of an uncontrolled animal. Often the history books make it sound like Bonheur broke the law and created a big scandal with her clothing, but in reality it was simply a matter of applying to the Parisian police for a permit, which she was granted. And while her clothing choices would definitely have turned heads in Paris, it's not likely that they caused an uproar. However, if you look at her photograph again, you'll see that she is wearing trousers in a garden, not at a livestock exhibition. Bonheur wore what she wanted, when she wanted to wear it. Obviously, she was a spitfire throughout her life, and while biographical information of an artist's life are often not important to relay when discussing their art, in the case of Bonheur, a discussion about her private life is in order because of the road she would pave for later female artists. Women were often only reluctantly educated as artists in Bonheur's day, and by becoming such a successful artist, she helped open the doors to women artists that followed her. Bonheur can be viewed as a new woman of the 19th century, her choice of dress only part of that. In her romantic life, she never explicitly stated that she was a lesbian, but she is accepted to have been a lesbian. She lived with her first partner, Natalie Micas, for over 40 years until Micas' death, and later began a relationship with the American painter, Anna Elizabeth Klumpke. In a world where gender expression was policed, Rosa Bonheur broke boundaries by deciding to wear pants, shirts, and ties. She did not do this because she wanted to be a man, though she occasionally referred to herself as a grandson or brother when talking about her family. Rather, Bonheur identified with the power and freedom reserved for men. Wearing men's clothing gave Bonheur a sense of identity, in that it allowed her to openly show that she refused to conform to the society's construction of gender binaries. It also broadcast her sexuality at a time when the lesbian stereotype consisted of women who cut their hair short, wore pants, and chain-smoked. Rosa Bonheur did all three. Bonheur, while taking pleasure in activities usually reserved for men, such as hunting and smoking, viewed her womanhood as something far superior to anything a man could offer or experience. She viewed men as stupid, and mentioned that the only males she had time or attention for were the bulls she painted. Having chosen to never become an adjunct or appendage to a man in terms of painting, she decided that she would lean on herself and her female partners instead. Her partners focused on the home life while she took on the role of breadwinner by focusing on her painting. Bonheur's legacy paved the way for other lesbian artists who didn't favor the life society had laid out for them. Along with other realist painters of the 19th century, for much of the 20th century, Bonheur fell out of fashion. But in 1978, a critic described Plowing in the Nivernais as an entirely forgotten and rarely dragged out of oblivion. However, that same year it was part of a series of paintings sent to China by the French government for an exhibition titled The French Landscape and Peasant, 1820-1905. Since then, her reputation has revived, and interest in the art and life of this gifted artist grows each year. Even without taking her personal life into consideration, she is considered a very odd painter. Most artists, especially female artists, paid attention to the people, especially the realists, or the landscape. Very few focused on animals in such a realistic way, unromantically. There's no double meaning in her painting The Plowing in the Nivernais. There's no lion attacking a horse as a metaphor for the monarchy causing violence to the people here. There's no meaning imbued in these oxen. They are just realistic oxen doing a very realistic job. There are people in this painting, but they're really, really not the point. Even their rendering is different than the animals. The humans are painted in a way that makes them look like paintings, whereas the oxens look incredibly real and important. It's for this reason that Bonheur is considered a realist. She painted the present-day reality as it existed. However, she didn't really fit with the realist because she's not actively seeking to portray the everyday hero or the contemporary strength of the day. She's simply painting animals as they are. The horses in the horse fair are pretty nearly life-size, which makes for a kind of overwhelming experience when you see it. Each horse is just a little smaller than reality, which means the canvas is huge. It was paintings like this that made her get the license to wear pants. This painting and those like it was also her rebellious spirit regarding societal norms showing through. Major thinkers of the day figured that the weaker sex, women, so susceptible to hysteria, couldn't possibly be capable of the bravura, or technical skill, or creative genius necessary for them to compete with men on any circuit, never mind art. She kind of had a bone to pick with that concept. But mostly, she just really liked painting animals, and I don't think she really cared all that much what people thought about her.